I recently brought home a new TV that's about the most exciting set I've seen in years. It's called the Fire TV Edition. It's made by Toshiba and marketed by Amazon. It's sold for $299. It has 4K resolution, smart TV apps. It can be controlled via the voice with your friend Alexa. Now, the interface is fabulous, a mix of live TV and apps. The picture quality is pretty decent, and when Alexa does work, it's pretty cool. But it doesn't always work, and I think any consumer who buys this TV thinking that out of the box, Alexa is going to turn the TV on and off, raise the volume, and change channels, is going to be in for a pretty big, unpleasant surprise. Let me tell you why on today's edition of Talking Tech. I am Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Now, the good news, fabulous price, good quality TV, all those smart TV apps, and Alexa. But first of all, if you're like 63% of Americans who subscribe to cable or satellite TV, you'll be in for a nasty surprise because Alexa cannot access your channels out of the box. The set is designed for cord cutters to work with an antenna. Your voice can access channels like CBS and NBC that way, and of course, open up your smart TV apps. For cable, you'll need a few things. First, your cable operator will need to be a partner with Amazon to offer a smartphone-enabled skill to bring in channel switching. The nation's largest cable operator, Comcast, is not one of them. Others who do play along include Verizon and Frontier. And you know, you're probably going to pay for the functionality. I'm a Frontier subscriber, and I was told that I needed to upgrade to the latest cable box for $72 yearly. No, thank you. Now, the Amazon ads feature consumers talking to their TV via the Amazon remote. A remote? That's not how we deal with Alexa on the Echo speaker. We just talk to it. Now, to do that, you'll need to enable the Alexa skill on your smartphone, and that won't cost you. Finally, hey, do you like ads? Because Amazon's TV is full of them, and there's several dedicated shopping channels, as well as your shopping history. You can one-click shop until your heart drops, with even less clicks than on a computer or phone. Parents, the first thing you want to do is enable parental controls on this TV ASAP. Bottom line for the Fire TV Edition is one great TV with an amazing price, modern interface, and the potential for Alexa as your remote is tremendous. But Amazon needs to work on its communication skills and being straight with the public about the various hurdles that cable subscribers will need to go through with this set. Listeners, have you checked out this TV yet? Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter, at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.